Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Happening right now, a major crash being investigated on I-40 in Raleigh. Coming up, we're going to tell you about it and what we're expecting to get in the next few minutes.
Plus, we're also following breaking news this morning after two separate shootings overnight. The WRL breaking news tracker was at both of these scenes this morning, and we'll break down what we've learned.
And today, lawmakers will discuss a new proposal that would ban abortions after 12 weeks. We'll explain the debate and planned rallies across the state. Thanks for joining us on your Wednesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along here. No debating how beautiful it is.
Oh, yeah.
Nice sunshine outside. Yeah, it's going to warm up a little bit. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center will also come with some wind, right?
It's going to be windy like it was yesterday and the day before, but it looks beautiful here at Rocky Mount Mills. Lots of sunshine there. We're going to see a couple disturbances roll through with a chance of a very quick shower. I'll show you that in just a minute. We're starting to warm up a little bit. 51 degrees here in Rocky Mount Mills. We'll see gusts 25 to 30 miles per hour this afternoon with a steady wind around 20, so another blustery afternoon. There's a low pressure system that's going to rotate a few weak disturbances through. The main one that we'll see will be close to lunchtime, mainly north and east of the triangle around Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, up around Roanoke Rapids. You can see a quick shower right around lunchtime, early afternoon, and a few passing clouds on and off, maybe another quick shower around dinner time in the triangle area. Our temperatures are starting to creep up, mostly in the 50s now, 52 Southern Pines, 50 in Goldsboro, still holding on to 58 in Clinton and 45 up in Roxboro. Looking at lunchtime temperatures around 60, just 65 this afternoon. Again, it will be windy. Some clouds on and off and an isolated shower. A better chance for rain on Saturday, but the amounts of rain are looking a little lighter than yesterday. We'll walk through that in just a few minutes, Brian.
Here at 802, we've been following breaking news this morning in Garner. Still an active scene out on 40 eastbound with a crash just before Jones Sausage Road. Nia Harden is live there keeping an eye on the investigation. Nia, what have you learned?
Well, right now they've towed that vehicle away that was involved in the crash. So you can see a little bit more of what's left here is some debris on the ground. Let's show you some video, though, of what that was looking like just a few minutes ago when we saw this all in the construction zone, that SUV. It looks like it had crashed into some type of machinery that is here. The doors were wide open. The airbags were deployed. Even the front end of it smashed. And, you know, in the same area around 4 o'clock this morning, we saw some other activity happening as well. Several police and deputies were racing down Jones Sausage Road near I-40. They were using flashlights to search for something. Well, they ended up finding a man. They put his hands behind his back and detained him. We're still working to learn about that from law enforcement, and they have not explained that yet. Some good news that we're hearing, though, is that we should be hearing something soon about what's going on here, what happened early this morning. In the meantime, though, there is still quite a bit of traffic as they do have three lanes closed off. Brian, I know you've been keeping an eye on things in this area.
That's right, Nia. And Sky 5 is over you right now, bringing us live pictures of the situation out there on I-40. Those three right lanes are blocked on 40 eastbound, but traffic is getting by in those two left lanes. The delays begin all the way back around the Beltline split on 40 eastbound and extend to just before you get to Jones Sausage Road. So if you can pick up 40 eastbound from Jones Sausage, you'll be in good shape. You might consider using Business 70 as an alternate route, but we've been watching the sensors on Business 70, and the delays are similar to what you're seeing on 40 eastbound right now, about a 5-minute slowdown overall from 440 down toward the Jones Sausage Road interchange. Another issue that we're following on the south side of Raleigh, a crash on 40 westbound just beyond the Rock Quarry Road interchange. Can't see the crash itself, but we're hearing that two right lanes are blocked there. We're seeing about a 10-minute delay overall from 440 all the way out to US 1. Some of that is due to congestion between South Saunders and Lake Wheeler Road, just the usual backups. But you can see the backups caused by this crash between Rock Quarry and Hammond Road. If you can pick up 40 westbound from Hammond Road, you'll be on the other side of those delays. Also tracking a crash now on the southern side of Durham on 40 eastbound, just beyond the Fayetteville Road interchange, heading back toward Highway 55. You can see those backups approaching Fayetteville Road right now. Latest sensor readings now on the south side of Durham, leaving Chapel Hill, heading into the south side of town, a 5-minute backup right now. You might consider using 54 as an alternate route. Take that out to 55. Your other major approaches into Durham right now are looking okay.
All right, thank you, Brian. Breaking news out of Durham this morning. A woman is fighting for her life after a shooting at an apartment complex. It happened this morning around 1:30 on Briar Rose Lane. Michael Grace is there in the WREL Breaking News Tracker.
Yeah, well, we know that the apartment right behind me was shot at least five times. Take a look at this video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. This is the back door of that apartment. Some of those bullets hitting the trimming below the window, others even going through that window. Another thing you'll notice is at least three of those shots hit the plasma screen TV that you see right there. And police left the scene here at the Briar Green apartment homes at around 6:30, but this is still an ongoing investigation. One thing we're still asking police is if they know who the shooter is at this time, and we're also working to get more updates on that woman's condition. In Durham, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And Raleigh police say a man is recovering following an early morning shooting. It happened near a BP gas station on Capitol Boulevard and Westinghouse Boulevard around 2 o'clock this morning. A man was shot and taken to the hospital with serious injuries. It's unclear if police have a suspect in custody at this time.
Access to abortion care in North Carolina could become more strict. Today, lawmakers will discuss new restrictions starting at 12 weeks. Several groups also plan to rally in protest. WREL's Laura Levine is live this morning with reaction from both sides of this debate. Laura.
Jeff, good morning. State lawmakers will be meeting very soon here in less than an hour to discuss the new abortion bill that is on a fast track. And then after that meeting, advocates will come out to Bicentennial Plaza here today for an emergency rally pushing back on this new bill. Now, that committee hearing is happening at 9 o'clock this morning, and this comes after state Republicans proposed Senate Bill 20, which would ban most abortions after 12 weeks, with a few exceptions. Current law bans abortions after 20 weeks unless the mother's life is in danger. Opponents are calling out lawmakers for little to no debate on the proposal. Meanwhile, supporters approve of protections in place for the lives of the unborn.
By forcing people to carry, you know, pregnancies to term or pregnancies that they didn't expect or didn't intend, we're really forcing people into medically dangerous conditions.
We typically don't support exceptions except for the life of the mother, but we're willing to accept some of these exceptions because we believe they're narrowly drawn.
Now, this bill could also provide tens of millions of dollars for child care subsidies and adoption. Senate Bill 20 could be on Governor Cooper's desk as early as tomorrow if it moves through the state Senate. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
And several rallies are taking place as groups express their concerns over this abortion proposal. Progress NC Action is holding a rally at Raleigh's Bicentennial Plaza. It's happening from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. The group is urging people to come out and speak out against the move. And a second rally is also happening this evening. And North Carolina Democrats plan to discuss how they will push back against the newly proposed abortion plan. The rally is happening from 5 until 6:30 at the State of Beer in Raleigh.
Governor Roy Cooper is expected to veto the bill. He issued a statement overnight expressing his opposition to the abortion proposal. So far, newly turned Republican Representative Tricia Cotham has not commented about the bill. She ran as a Democrat and then switched parties last month. Cotham did not respond to our request for a comment. Representative Sarah Stevens said every Republican lawmaker in the House and Senate has committed to voting for the bill. Cotham would be the final vote needed to have enough to override a veto by the governor. Our NC Capitol team is closely following all this legislation, and you can read the full bill, see what it provides, reaction to it, and what's next on WRL.com.
Coming up, we are a day into the writer's strike, and some of your favorite shows are already affected. Why pay is not the only thing writers are pushing back against.
Plus, one woman is proving age doesn't mean you need to start slowing down. The highly decorated 83-year-old marathoner who dreams of taking part in a special race during next year's Olympic Games.
And if you're about to head out for a run, it's going to be a nice, cool day. As a matter of fact, if you can't run until later on, hey, we're just going to see highs in the 60s. Windy today. And then Saturday, we continue to track rain. We'll go over the timeline. It looks like that we're trending a little drier for Saturday. I'll show you coming up.
A 12 on your Wednesday morning. How about this for a nice view? You're looking live at a beautiful Carolina beach. A little windy there, but we'll take it. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Really, any day this week would be good to get out to the beach. You might need the jacket. But when it comes to Saturday, Elizabeth, more rain. Why do I feel like this is a pattern?
It is. This would be the ninth weekend in a row that we've seen rain. It's just incredible. It's another breezy day. It's going to be breezy to windy this afternoon like we've seen the last several days. We are looking at a chance of rain on Saturday. It's trending a little lighter and a little farther south than it was yesterday. So keep checking in. Of course, obviously, today is Wednesday. We still have several days to watch this. Starting tomorrow, we'll be able to take a look at our high-resolution models, and that really helps us to fine-tune the timing of the rain. So we'll have that for you tomorrow. Warmer next week, looking at highs in the 80s, but it definitely has been a cool week this week, and that's going to be the case today, too. Here's a live look at Goldsboro yesterday. Once we get to lunchtime, man, you could see the trees all over the place, and we'll see that again, too, by lunchtime today. Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. A little bit of cloud cover there in Chapel Hill. We have a low-pressure system that is rotating up here in New England. Now, yesterday, it was back over across the Great Lakes. So very, very slowly, it is migrating to the east. But right now, it is helping to push cold air in. So our highs will be well below normal today. 77 is our normal high. We're looking at mid-60s. It also is rotating like a pinwheel, just a few disturbances with some rain, some snow in the mountains of West Virginia. How about that? But we're going to see one of those disturbances swing through here right around lunchtime. You can see at noon, north and east of the Triangle area, an isolated shower, windy conditions, some clouds on and off, but we'll still see a good bit of sunshine included in our forecast as well today. So a little bit of a mixed bag. Our next system rolling in on Saturday. The amounts today look a little lighter than they did yesterday, and it also looks forced a little farther to the south. Not looking at thunderstorms out of this, but we'll take a look at what happens here on Friday. It'll be mostly cloudy, and this version of Futurecast is still dry for us Saturday at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And of course, we're proud sponsors of the Race for the Cure, hoping that rain holds off during the race. It looks like, you know, with this run of the computer models, that it's a possibility. At lunchtime, we're seeing some showers down south through the afternoon, continuing to see a better chance of that in our southern counties and down closer to the coast. Sunday morning, you can see we're fairly cloudy, and there may be enough lingering moisture on Sunday for an isolated shower, so we added a 20% chance for Sunday, still holding it at about 50% chance on Saturday. And again, keep checking back, because most likely the timing and the position of where that heaviest rain is will move a little bit. Come and race for the cure. Temperatures will be in the 50s at race time, climbing to around 60 closer to lunchtime. Get a chance of a shower. High pollen counts for trees. That should come down with a few showers on Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we start to warm up. Tuesday, we're back to 80 degrees. Brian?
8:15 as we continue to follow these delays on 40 eastbound from that earlier crash right around the Jones Sausage Road interchange. Live pictures from the scene show that it's still an active investigation with three right lanes blocked. Nyhard and still working to gather details about this. Traffic getting by in the two left lanes as you head away from Raleigh back down toward Garner, and we're not sure when they're going to be able to reopen all of those lanes this morning, so you need to allow some extra time. Right now, our sensors are measuring about a 5-minute backup on 40 eastbound from 440 down to Jones Sausage Road, and checking our sensors, that's not using an alternate route like 70 Business will not save you very much time, so just need to plan on those delays on 40 eastbound. We're watching traffic on 40 westbound heading away from Rock Quarry Road out toward Hammond Road with a report of a crash out there. Can't see the crash from this camera, but you can certainly see those backups. An 11-minute slowdown showing up right now on sensors from 440 out toward US 1 overall. But you see here on the map, that is almost all due to that crash just before you get to Hammond Road. So if you can pick up 40 westbound from Hammond, South Saunders, Lake Wheeler, you're in good shape heading out toward US 1. Also in South Durham, watch for a crash on 40 eastbound between Fayetteville Road heading out toward Barbie Road. You can see that crash there in the median contributing to some backups coming in from Chapel Hill. About a 5-minute slowdown showing up right now on sensors.
Thanks, Brian. It is Hurricane Preparedness Week, and our WREL Severe Weather Team of meteorologists is keeping a close eye on the trends we could see this hurricane season. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood joins us to explain the likelihood of us seeing an El Nino pattern and how that could affect the upcoming season. Peter.
Jeff, and then El Nino climate pattern can occur in the Pacific Ocean. In this pattern, the tropical Atlantic has fewer storms. More wind shear limit tropical activity. Weaker trade winds in the Pacific lead to warmer waters and more moisture. This pattern is increasingly likely, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there is a 62% chance of El Nino developing from May to July. While forecasters at NC State are calling for a near normal hurricane season, remember, it only takes one storm to cause catastrophic damage. Inland flooding is the number one fatality associated with tropical systems. Now is the time to take action. Hurricane season officially starts June 1st.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRL Live Center. Just a few minutes ago, authorities in Texas updated the media about the capture of this man, Francisco Oropeza. He's the man suspected of killing five people in Texas in a mass shooting over the weekend. Here's the new information that we've learned in connection with this case. Authorities say several other people have already been arrested in connection with this case, and more arrests could happen as well. Earlier this week, authorities were hot on the trail of what they thought where Oropeza was. Turns out he was, in fact, in that area, but initially they thought it was a false alarm. He ended up at a house that where he was found overnight, hiding in a closet. That's the same house where they were searching, but at that time they thought it was a false alarm. He also obtained a cell phone, and they don't know who he got that cell phone from, but again, he obtained another cell phone, which he was using to communicate with his family members. And the time in response, in terms of how quickly that officers got to that scene, the word is it's not uncommon to hear gunfire in that rural part of Texas, so the sense of urgency wasn't necessarily there. But of course, until they arrived, they knew that it needed to be urgent. Again, this man, Francisco Oropeza, is in jail. A bond hearing is set for later today.
All right, Ken, thank you for that. The first full day of the writer's strike in Hollywood is already affecting your late night watching. Shows like The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon aired reruns last night. And if the strike is still happening, Saturday Night Live will also air a rerun as members of the Writers Guild make their demands for more pay. NBC News correspondent Marissa Pera spoke with some writers who are concerned that AI bots could take over their jobs as well as others.
Where things really stalled was artificial intelligence. And we know that writers were asking for some sort of reassurance, some sort of regulation that would promise we're not just talking about today's writers, but tomorrow's writers, future writers, that we're not going to have robots doing their jobs. And we know studios really were not interested in making any promises about that, which we spoke to writers on the picket lines today. They said that was very concerning.
Studio executives say they've offered generous increases in compensation for writers, but nothing about AI. Our teacher of the week is using 50 years of experience in emergency services to teach unique classes at Vance County High School. WRAL's Brian Schrader introduces us to a teacher who's training the next generation of first responders.
Francis Brown is the chief of the Bear Pond Volunteer Fire Department in Vance County. He's also a teacher at Vance County High School. Brown teaches public safety courses, giving students a look at a world of exciting and important careers.
If you can change just one student's life and impact one student, then your job is worth it.
From emergency management to becoming certified 911 telecommunicators, Brown students are ready for meaningful careers.
I have several students that are out in emergency services today. And they come back to me and send me emails and say, Mr. Brown, thank you so much. I didn't realize I was going to use what you had taught me in high school.
Brown is thinking about retirement, but he's not quite ready.
I'm staying one more school year. Yep. Yeah, we're still working on the program here. So I don't feel as though it's time for me to leave just yet because I can't. I just love doing what I'm doing.
Francis Brown is WRAL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Running a marathon is probably not the first thing you'd expect an 83-year-old to do. Marianne Rafferty shows us one great-grandmother shaking up your perceptions.
At 83 years old, Barbara Umber is proving age doesn't mean you need to start slowing down. The highly decorated marathoner from France runs more than 30 miles a week to stay in shape and keep her stride strong for future races.
It's a feeling of freedom, of well-being, of joy, of communicating with nature, the forest, the fields.
In April, Humbert completed her 57th marathon with a time just over 6 hours and 20 minutes. She plans to run at least 2 more marathons before the end of this year.
I am very careful with training, with my food, much more than before, because I am aware of my age, and of course, I have to respect the restrictions that age imposes on me.
But even with all her medals and trophies, Humbert wants more than anything to run in next year's Marathon for All, a special race in France celebrating the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, where the general public will be able to run the same route as the Olympic athletes.
This marathon for all, this time, is like a crowning achievement.
The problem, only 20,024 people will be allowed to participate, and the racers who sign up will be chosen at random. But while she needs to rely on luck, Humbert's devoted husband is trying to increase her odds, even asking the French sports minister for help in securing his wife a spot.
Wow. Nice. What an incredible woman. Insane. All right, coming up, round 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs kicks off tonight at PNC Arena. We'll break down the matchup that is just ahead.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We are still tracking that crash on 40. Brian Schrader has the latest on the cleanup.
Yeah, this is on 40 eastbound, right around the Jones Sausage Road interchange, leaving Raleigh, heading toward Garner. Take you to live pictures from the scene right now where that investigation continues. We still have those 3 right lanes blocked on 40 eastbound. Traffic is getting by. We're not seeing the kind of delays we were seeing earlier, but still you're going to be stuck in traffic for about 4 or 5 minutes as you make that eastbound trip, leaving the south side of Raleigh, heading back toward Garner. We'll get an update from Nia Harden in just a few minutes, live on the scene on Fox 50. On the south side of Raleigh, a crash on 40 westbound just beyond Rock Quarry Road. We're seeing a 7-minute delay overall from 440 to the US 1 interchange, but almost all of that is between Rock Quarry Road and Hammond Road. That's where you need to try to pick up 40 westbound this morning. Avoid picking it up from the east side of Raleigh or Rock Quarry Road. Also look out for a crash on 40 eastbound right around Fayetteville Road in Durham. Seeing some big delays coming in from Chapel Hill.
Taking a live look at Sanford right now. You can see a little bit of cloud cover there. It's going to be another windy day like we saw yesterday. Heading out the door, a jacket, even with all the sunshine, will probably feel good. Temperatures are close to 50 as you're heading out the door. A great day for exercise, certainly mid-60s this afternoon. During the evening, after work, temperatures will be close to 60 degrees. It will be mostly cloudy for today, at least in parts of the afternoon. We could see a quick shower. It is going to be windy. But again, you know, this kind of weather is great for getting outside and exercising.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Access to abortion care in North Carolina could become stricter. Today, lawmakers will discuss a new proposal that would ban abortions after 12 weeks. Several groups plan to rally and protest. The committee meeting is set for 9 o'clock. Next on Fox 50, lane closures are underway along sections of Wade Avenue inside the Beltline. And then next on Today, cast of the new Bridgerton prequel.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Happening right now, we are in Raleigh as investigators are working on a crash in a construction zone. Coming up, we're going to tell you the information we're hearing from one of the workers. And it's going to be another windy day like yesterday. I'll show you why the pattern begins to change to bring our wind levels down coming up.
State lawmakers are meeting today to discuss a new abortion bill. Just ahead, a look at the new restrictions and why it's sparking protests and rallies across the state.
8:30 right now. Beautiful start to our Wednesday here. We're glad you're making us part of it. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, feeling nice out there. It's kind of like yesterday. It's a little windy. Mm-hmm. Going to be windy throughout the day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with an update for us. A nice look over Rocky Mount Mills.
Yeah, it's pretty here, isn't it? We're looking at mostly sunny skies across the viewing area. We're going to see a weak disturbance rolling through to bring a few clouds on and off. Temperatures will be cooler than yesterday. Right now it is 51 degrees, but we'll only climb into the mid-60s for highs this afternoon. Our winds are fairly light right now, but once we hit lunchtime, those winds will be steady at times up to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. So it is going to be another blustery afternoon like yesterday. We'll see a little bit of cloud cover kind of rotating around. A weak disturbance comes swinging through right around lunchtime with maybe an isolated shower, especially north and east of the triangle. And we'll see more sunshine on and off through the afternoon. And again, a few clouds here and there with a quick sprinkle. So do expect to see that later on today. We've jumped into the 50s really across the viewing area now. Highs or temperatures are in the low to mid 50s currently. We'll be in the low 60s at lunchtime, climbing into the mid 60s this afternoon. We are still on track to see some rain over the weekend, but the amounts look lighter and the heaviest rain looks like it's farther south. So I'll show you what to expect coming up, Brian.
8:32 as we follow breaking news on 40 eastbound heading out of Raleigh toward Garner. A crash there overnight that has closed several lanes there just before you get to Jones Sausage Road. Nia Harden live at the scene this morning working on gathering some new details, and apparently one of the workers out there is talking with you.
Yeah, I just spoke to one of the workers. He didn't want to give me his name or any of his information as to how he is exactly connected to this, but he was out here, he said, when this all happened, just down the road, and he says that he actually had just seen the person who they believe one of the workers was hit. And so we're working to still get information. The big thing is here, they believe that one of their workers was hit by this vehicle, this driver who was in this vehicle that we were showing you, that SUV, and we can go to that now, showing you that SUV. This is all while they were in this construction zone here on I-40. They were doing their work. He says that they were paving over here, and that's when all of a sudden this vehicle came flying in, they said, crashing into this worker, this supervisor, I'm being told. Now, we are still waiting to get information from police, State Highway Patrol, excuse me, on that. They have not released that information just yet, but these workers are very shaken up because this also, they tell us, ended with the person being taken into custody because that driver ran off. And we saw someone being taken into custody. We even got video of that earlier this morning. That was around 4 o'clock, just off of the Joan Sausage Road exit. Again, we are not sure if that is all connected to the crash that happened here. We are still waiting to get information confirmed from authorities. And as we get that, we'll make sure to keep you updated. In the meantime, this is still a very dangerous area. The worker that I spoke to telling me, Brian, that he wants to make sure people understand that they are out here and they would like to go home to their families and to be very careful and aware when they are in work zones. Brian?
Yeah, those work zones, you have to be careful. You have to slow down. And especially at nighttime, working in those work zones can be a harrowing thing. So it is a reminder to pay attention when you drive through the work zone areas. As we take a look at the sensors right now, we still have those three right lanes blocked on 40 eastbound. But traffic seems to be flowing fairly well. Just a little bit of a slowdown around that area showing up on the sensors. More significant backups, though, on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound. This is the camera at Rock Quarry Road, and we have a crash between Rock Quarry Road and Hammond Road. About a 5-minute delay showing up on sensors now from 440 heading out toward Rock Quarry and Hammond. You'll notice once you get to Hammond Road, everything's moving along well toward South Saunders, Lake Wheeler, and beyond. So try to pick up 40 westbound from those exits to get on the other side of those significant delays. On the south side of Durham, I'm watching another crash on 40 eastbound heading away from Fayetteville Road out toward the Highway 55 area. You can see that activity there in the median on the eastbound side of I-40. And as we take a look at the latest sensor readings coming out of Chapel Hill toward the 885 interchange, we're picking up an 11-minute delay beginning right around the 54 exit. Consider using 54 maybe as a good alternate route to get over to Highway 55. Elsewhere in Durham, our major routes are looking okay.
All right, thanks, Brian. Access to abortion care in North Carolina could become stricter. Today, lawmakers will discuss a new proposal that would ban abortions after 12 weeks. Several groups plan to rally and protest. WREL's Laura Levine has reaction from both sides of the debate.
State lawmakers are meeting very soon here in less than 30 minutes to discuss the new abortion bill that is on a fast track. And then after that meeting, advocates plan to come out to Bicentennial Plaza for an emergency rally. Now, that committee meeting happening at 9 a.m. This comes after state Republicans proposed Senate Bill 20, which would ban most abortions after 12 weeks. Now, current law bans abortions after 20 weeks unless the mother's life is in danger. Opponents are calling out lawmakers for little to no debate on the proposal. Meanwhile, supporters approve of protections in place for the lives of the unborn.
By forcing people to carry, you know, pregnancies to term or pregnancies that they didn't expect or you know, didn't intend, you know, we're really forcing people into medically dangerous conditions.
We typically don't support exceptions except for the life of the mother, but we're willing to accept some of these exceptions because we believe they're narrowly drawn.
This bill could also provide tens of millions of dollars for child care subsidies and adoption. Senate Bill 20 could be on Governor Cooper's desk as early as tomorrow if it moves through the state Senate. Laura Levine, WREL News, Raleigh.
Our NC Capitol team is closely following this legislation. You can read the full bill, what it provides, get reaction to it, and find out what's next just by going to WREL.com.
More than 1,000 U.S. troops are deploying to the southern border now to deal with an expected surge in illegal immigration. COVID-era restrictions at the border come to an end next week, and the White House is bracing for what comes next. Doug Luzader has more from Washington.
Immigrants are already streaming across the border, and this may be just a fraction of what we see next week. On May 11th, COVID, or Title 42 restrictions, will end, and the prospect of what that means has the White House calling on U.S. troops now to help bear the burden.
I think we'll see these troops arrive as early as May 10th, and then in the coming weeks.
The troops will largely play a support role and not engage in law enforcement. And while some Democrats have criticized the move, the administration suggests it is running out of options and blamed Republicans.
Republicans in Congress refuse to act. And so the president has used the tools that he has in front of him to prepare ahead of Title 42 lifting.
And while there is a new agreement with Mexico to help tamp down border crossings, administration critics say Congress won't act without a White House commitment to do more.
It would be most helpful if the administration would start by actually enforcing the laws that are on the books. That would provide confidence, particularly to Republican members of the House and the Senate, that we could get something done.
And what may be a glaring example of the broken system, illegal immigrant Francisco Oropeza, accused of killing five of his neighbors last week, had been deported at least four times. After an intense manhunt, he was just captured.
He is behind bars, and he will live out his life behind bars.
That was Doug Luzader reporting. As for the U.S. troops at the border, it's just a temporary effort. They're slated to be there for 90 days.
Round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs drops the puck tonight at 7 at PNC Arena. It's the fifth time in postseason history the Carolina Hurricanes will play the New Jersey Devils. There are still some tickets available if you want to go to the game. A seat in the upper level will cost you $80 plus fees.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, new information and video into our newsroom for rehearsals for King Charles' coronation happening on Saturday. Thousands of soldiers marched from Buckingham Palace past Trafalgar Square and Downing Street to Westminster Abbey in the early morning hours this morning. More than 7,000 members of the armed forces will take part in this ceremony. King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla will ride in a gilded coach from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey, where they will be crowned. And then they will actually take another carriage back to the palace, where they will come out on the balcony and greet supporters. Of course, WREL will carry NBC's coverage on Saturday starting at 5 a.m.
Thanks for that, Ken. Time is ticking for high school sports officials to decide if they'll allow NIL deals for athletes. Coming up, High School OT's managing editor explains the chance of athletes getting brand deals.
Plus, the warning from wildlife officials about the animal you need to look out for when you're outside.
.44 is the time on your Wednesday morning. Beautiful sunshine in Fayetteville. Good morning to you. And you see that little bobble in the camera right there? The wind is going to start to pick up today, and temperatures warm up a little bit as well. Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center.
We're looking at a little bit of cloud cover here in Raleigh. You can see Terminal 2 here at RDU. We're going to see some cloud cover on and off today, maybe a little bit more than we saw yesterday. It's also going to be windy like it was yesterday, too. 51 is our current temperature. We'll hit 61 around lunchtime, but we'll only climb into the mid-60s this afternoon. That's because of a strong wind coming out of the northwest, going to drag in some of that chill from way up to the north. Our winds will be steady northwest at 20 this afternoon and gusting 25 to 30. So another blustery day on tap. Here's a look at the big picture. We have a low pressure system sitting to our north, and like a pinwheel, we have different disturbances rotating around it, and one of those arrives here right around lunchtime. We'll start things off right now at around 8:30 here on Futurecast. A good bit of sunshine until we get closer to lunchtime, and then from the triangle area north and east, we have the potential of maybe just a quick shower on through around the middle of the afternoon. At some point, we could see another disturbance swinging through with an isolated shower, but not much rain. The bulk of it will be closer to the Virginia line. The farther south and west you are, the less chance you'll see the clouds or the rain. 66 in Raleigh this afternoon, 65 in Durham, 69 in Fayetteville. These temperatures are well below normal, and it will be breezy. So it may not be the most comfortable evening for tailgating, but if you can find yourself a sunny spot, it's just not going to be too bad. Temperatures in the mid-60s with a jacket and the sun, not so bad. At 10 o'clock, 54 degrees. Our normal high is 77, so we are below that for the next 5 days all the way through the weekend. Next week, it looks like our temperatures climb back to and maybe above normal, but we continue in this cool pattern for the next several days. It's one of those prime spring weekends. So many festivals going on. We are a proud community partners for the Ham and Yam Festival in Smithfield for this weekend. Saturday, of course, we continue to have a chance of some showers. It looks like the timing on that is pushing back a little later in the day. Better chance of seeing some of the rain as you know, farther south you go. Temperatures will be cool, starting off at 9 a.m. at 55. We'll end up at 64 around lunchtime and into the afternoon. We're also proud sponsors of the Race for the Cure. And, of course, it looks like maybe we'll get through that without a lot of rain at the beginning, but in the afternoon, a few isolated showers. And then after that, we dry things out and warm up. Tuesday's high, 80 degrees.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. The North Carolina man accused of shooting a six-year-old girl and her parents over a basketball will not be getting out of jail anytime soon. Robert Singletary is being held without bond in Gaston County. He made his first court appearance on Tuesday, 2 days after being extradited from Florida. Investigators say a group of kids were playing when the basketball rolled into Singletary's yard last month. Witnesses say he exchanged words with some neighbors before firing shots. He went on the run and later turned himself in to authorities. The girl and her parents are expected to be okay.
Clock is ticking today for the North Carolina High School Athletic Association to decide whether or not they will allow high school athletes to make money off their name, image, and likeness. The directors will meet later today to discuss the proposal. Right now, it's in the early stages, and it is, as you might imagine, getting mixed reviews from both sides. High school OT managing editor Nick Stevens explains how the chance for high school NIL deals compares to the current college deals.
My guess is it's probably not going to change much at all. There will be some of the elite of the elite players in some of the big sports that get opportunities, or kids that have become social media influencers who might get opportunities. But for the most part, these NIL deals are going to be small. You're not going to be seeing a bunch of kids getting thousands of dollars to market themselves as high school athletes. It's just not going to happen.
So if the move is approved, high school student athletes could start profiting as early as next month. Head to WRL.com and highschoolot.com for the latest as this proposal unfolds.
Shaw University will have another month to address concerns with its redevelopment plan. Last night, a crowd showed up to share their objections to Shaw's proposal for buildings that are 20 and 30 stories. Shaw University leaders call the redevelopment plan an opportunity to update the campus, the amenities, and attract more students. Critics are concerned the rezoning will erase the campus history and create massive amounts of debt. Muslim leaders are also concerned the rezoning proposal will eliminate the campus's mosque. Shaw will come back to City Council on June 20th with more on a final plan. And a former NFL star with two Super Bowl rings visited Thanksgiving Elementary School in Selma to celebrate students' love for reading. Their teacher, Nicole Humphrey, challenged her third graders to win the Read Bowl Global Reading Competition. The Buffalo Bookworms team beat more than 110,000 students in seven different countries. Malcolm Mitchell played for the New England Patriots and then had a career pivot after injuries into writing children's books. Mitchell did not discover his own love for reading until after college.
I think it was in that environment where I began to make the connection between academic performance and economic opportunity. And that if you wanted to sustain anything that you accomplished in life, the way to do that was through your brain and not necessarily your body. And that's when reading became a huge passion of mine.
Mitchell says he wants his books to foster a continual love for reading among children.
May the 4th is known as Star Wars Day, and there's no shortage of ways to celebrate it, especially if you have a little Jedi in tow. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan here with a list of ways that folks can celebrate that day with kids. And May the 4th, okay, they always have fun with this.
Yes, okay, so it, of course the name comes from the Star Wars phrase, May the Force be with you. It sounds a little bit like May the 4th. It's become this unofficial holiday, so we always celebrate it. You have to.
You have to. First up, on Thursday afternoon, there's a celebration in Cumberland County, right?
Yeah, this is great. Okay, the Cumberland County Public Library is going to be hosting a celebration from 4 to 6:30 on Thursday. There's going to be a screening of The Force Awakens, plus fun crafts like making your own paper droids, and making like mini glow stick lightsabers. Admission is free. I want to go do this. I want to make some little mini glow sticks.
Totally. Saturday, a Star Wars themed pop-up market in Raleigh.
This is a lot of fun too. So the Geek and Grub Market is happening from 6 to 10 p.m. at Mordecai Historic Park. More than 40 vendors, giant games, a Star Wars themed competition, plus food. Admission is free.
Can't all be, well, it is about Star Wars on that day, Star Wars streets?
Yes, if you, this is something you can go do anytime. You can always bring your kids on a search for streets for with the Star Wars connections.
Okay.
Nearby in Wendell, there is a Yoda Drive. It's located off Turnip Seed Road. Chapel Hill, you've got Endor Drive, which is a nod to where the Ewoks are from. Uh-huh. And you can also take a road trip. There's another Yoda Drive just 2 miles south of the South Carolina border, and it's about a quarter mile from Darth Maul Drive.
That is incredible. Darth Maul Drive. So much Star Wars fun that is out there. And don't sleep on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th, right? May the 4th, and then you have the 5th. That's good fun, too.
It's a busy week.
These events, those streets, all that, you can find more about it at WREL.com. Search the keyword family. Kathy, thanks.
May the 4th be with you. The Writers Guild strike just began, but it's already affecting what television viewers see. David Daniel has that and more in today's Hollywood Minute.
We have an idea of what the show is going to be.
Right now, the idea is reruns. Some late-night programs, such as The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel Live, began airing repeat episodes after the Writers Guild of America went on strike. It's the first impact on viewers of the WGA strike, which could shut down production on most television shows and keep films from going into production.
The best Gran Turismo players in the world get a chance to compete in professional racing.
Dude, this is real.
I'm sorry. You really think you're going to take a kid who plays video games in their bedroom, you're going to strap them to a 200-mile-an-hour rocket? It'll tear them to pieces.
Here's your first look at Gran Turismo, about a teenage gamer who wins a series of competitions to become an actual professional race car driver. David Harbour, Orlando Bloom, and Archie Madekwe star in the action film, which is based on a true story. Gran Turismo races into theaters August 11th. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
As you head out for your morning walk or run or any type of exercise, getting outdoors, the NC Wildlife Resources Commission is warning folks to be aware of snakes. The weather is warming up, and now's the time that we could start seeing them along the trails, in our yards, places like that. They say, don't be alarmed by this. Give the snakes some room. They'll generally leave you alone. And don't kill them. If you see any of these snakes, a pine snake, rattlesnake, you want to take a picture of it and report it. Black snakes, they're harmless. You can report these sightings to the email on your screen. For a detailed breakdown of what snakes you want to be on the lookout for, check out the web story at WRL.com.
The North Carolina Strawberry Festival is officially underway. The annual festival takes place in Chadbourne, the strawberry capital of the world. You'll find all things strawberry, one of the state's biggest agricultural excerpts. The festival runs through this Saturday. We'll be right back.